The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Fuck yeah, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. This is my new look. A fucking crew neck sweater. That's my shit. I love it. I ordered four of them. Ordered four of them on Amazon this morning. I was like, this is going to be my new fucking look. Crew neck sweaters, guys. Real Ass Podcast crew neck sweaters coming very soon.
Yeah.
So many think hoods are for fags.
Yeah.
That's what I say, guys. That's the name of today's episode. Hoods are for fags. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico, sick. Maybe dead. Who knows? When you hear somebody as fat as Zach getting sick, you're like, you never know if you're ever going to hear from him again.
That could be it.
You start fucking going through, like, what are you going to do? How am I going to replace him? What's going to happen? If I do replace him, I would not give them 50% of the revenue of the show. I've decided that I'm too generous with what I give my fucking co-hosts. I'm going to start treating other people the way that I get fucking treated. Ooh, baby boy. Zach, I hope you die because Mike Figgs is coming in for 10%. Going to get fucking wild. Going to get wild. I'm cocking that glun all fucking show. It's a glun now. Just the fuck up. The fuck up, Shannon. I see you in the booth. Smack yourself, whore. All right, look, we have a great show planned today. Very happy to have on the show. You guys know him from, I'm not even plugging your other podcast. The artist formerly known as the guy from the Irish Goodbye podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mike Feeney's back on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is going to be so weird for you without Zach. How are you going to know how to do it? You got fucking kicked off your other show. This producer's now sick. Your other co-host is sick now. You're going solo everywhere now, huh?
First of all, I did not get kicked
off. Well, that's the rumor. I don't know. I don't know the truth, but that's what everyone's saying.
You got kicked off my other show.
You got kicked off Legion of Skanks.
I got kicked off of Legion of Skanks.
Finally.
Yeah.
God damn. Now I could go on and say something.
On Bisping's accord, he was like, hey, mate, you got to kick him off Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, Bisping requested you not. I don't know the truth, but we just know. What the rumors are.
We know the rumors.
But good for you, man. This is going to be exciting to see if you can, you know, it's going to be missing without Zach.
It's a huge void in every way. Huge void. Zach says 13 words per show. And they're all fire. Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
So you guys got to pick up the slack. All you got to do is 13 times throughout today's show, make a fucking solid joke, and Zach will not be missed.
Okay.
So,
it's his warmth that's missed.
That wasn't one of the jokes.
He does give off heat.
But that's his body heat.
Yeah, his body
heat. All right,
that's
his. We got one.
Let's just get him out of the way real quick. If we could just bang out 13 banger jokes, then there's no pressure for the rest of the show.
Sure.
Okay, so come on, zing.
Well, now you're putting pressure on us right up top.
Not as much pressure as Zach was putting on that chair.
Yeah.
Oh!
Two!
We need 11 more jokes. Fuck.
Yeah.
Ah!
It's early,
so
dude.
So much pressure.
Yeah, it's so early.
It's 3 minutes and 37 seconds in. We got two jokes off. We need 11 more jokes.
We'll get them.
And then we can just do the show. We can get to all these fucking things.
We'll never get to all those things. There's so many things.
We'll get to three of those things.
No, sometimes these things take fucking 2 seconds. I just read it and I go, what's that?
Yeah.
And nobody has anything to say about it. And then we move on.
Who did Shannon prepare that?
Shannon prepares.
Shannon, where do you find all of the news for that? Do you like search on?
Yeah, I have like 8 sites that I go through each morning, and then I'll just kind of randomly search if I can't find it.
TMZ.
TMZ is one. Yes.
TMZ.
Daily Mail.
Daily Mail is one.
QAnon Weekly.
Yes, that's one.
Up the Butt Quarterly.
Yep, you're nailing it.
Now I've seen a lot of. Times
I got those as jokes. Two jokes.
Yeah.
We're up to 4, baby boy. Guess the
But so I've seen many times where Lewis has just literally crumpled it up and looked and not even looked at it.
That's correct.
How many hours? Does that take like an hour, you think?
It's
more?
Maybe 2 hours in the morning.
Shut the fuck up.
Before she commutes from Staten Island, she has to look at she gets up,
just
she gets
her
up
on
at
the ferry.
5 a.m.
This is her on the ferry, like,
just preparing.
Like, what is this Nazi blog? Sure. Okay,
this
okay,
takes you 2 hours. This is psychotic.
I have to skim through a lot of stuff to find
it's hard
something.
To find topics.
That's like my writer on my podcast, he used to say he's taken 34 hours to go through research on a record, and I was like, dude, it takes me like two.
You have a writer on your podcast?
I did. A researcher, because I'm fucking busy, bro. You think I want to do a deep dive on Dire Straits?
It's too busy.
Oh, I thought you were gonna hit it. I was waiting for the joke.
What?
you set it up perfectly.
I was like, you have a writer for your podcast.
I was giving
and then you paused.
Oh, I wish you would die.
All right.
I wish you would die, gay.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's Feeny's joke. Feeny just said that joke. I assign bad jokes to people sometimes.
Okay.
Hey, Feeny, thank you for not bringing me Starbucks, dude. What a weird thing to do. You walk
not
in
bringing
with
you Starbucks?
Yes. If I'm doing a Starbucks run before I go onto somebody's podcast,
always.
It is. To say, hey, does anybody want anything?
Also, look at how pussy ass his fucking drink is, dude. It's all white and shit.
I know,
look
dude.
At that cream. It's got
it's a
nut on the top.
Iced coffee.
Looks like a Cosby kid on the bottom.
Yeah, dude. It's
a nice coffee. They do a little vanilla cold foam on top.
There's a thick foam on that coffee.
Have you ever had it with the cold foam?
No, I haven't. Can I have a sip?
Change your whole fucking. No, you'll do something stupid.
Can I have a sip? I just want a sip.
Pour it out or
Feeny,
something.
I'm going to pour it onto my beautiful studio.
You'll
floor.
Spit in it. You're going to do something that
I'm
will destroy the
I literally
coffee.
Want a little tiny sip.
I think you should do
as your friend.
I don't trust you. Give me a cup so I can pour a little bit into it for him. I'm not giving him my original cup. He's going to ruin my coffee.
I was going to fire a booger
no,
into
no,
it.
No, he's not getting it.
I swear to God, I was going to go, Frank, and then fire one booger directly into the mouthpiece.
He doesn't actually
There you go. Give him a little taste. Give him a little doodad.
I want to see what this is. That cold foam must do something, right? What does it hold in, like the cold or whatever?
Yeah. It locks
really? I want people to realize how little... Mike Feeny just gave me.
Show
it
the
is
camera.
Wild. You can't see it. You can't see it, how little it is. I mean, what the fuck is this?
Dude, no.
Feeny, give me a little more, fucking bro. Cheap piece of shit, dude. How generous I've been to you throughout the fucking years. Wow.
There you go. That was a nice gollop.
Thank you. Here we go. Let's see. What is this now?
It's a grande iced coffee with a little vanilla cold foam on top.
Oh, that's good.
It's fucking delicious, dude.
Fucking good.
You get it instead of milk. You just get a little cold foam on top. It's like a black iced coffee with a little bit of sweet in there.
Grande iced coffee with a little bit of...
Vanilla cold foam.
Shannon, go get me one of these
changed
right now.
Changed your life.
I need one of these right now.
She can't. She's researching.
Across the board. I'm buying them for everyone in the studio.
She's researching. She has no time
tomorrow
for
tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
Now I want to try it.
So good.
It's fucking delicious, dude. You should take a little fucking... Shannon, can you order... Can you order some and send somebody? Why do we not have anybody here? Where's Eric?
Where's Dylan? There's
what the
always
fuck
like
is going on?
There's nine people always hanging out there doing nothing. And the one time we need them for a fucking coffee run, there's not here.
I'll it's send wild. Paco on his way in if you want.
Tell Paco we want cold. What are they called?
Grande iced coffees with vanilla cold foam.
Grande iced coffee with vanilla.
The official drink of Real Ass Podcast. Yeah. Now. It's like you've officially changed the game.
Sorry, in the racist live chat. Shout out to the racist live chat. They're posting nudes of Bad Baby. Is that real Bad Baby nipple? I don't believe it. I don't believe it's real. Thank you, Liquid Sunshine. All they do is they're fucking perverts, dude. In the racist live chat, if you're a Gas Digital subscriber, and first of all, you should be a Gas Digital subscriber, okay?
How old is she now?
18. Well, right. Oh, that was creepy.
Roy,
both at the same time.
Roy,
both of the
toy facts. I don't give a fuck, doggy.
I feel like she's been popular for like so many years.
Yeah, she was
four.
Yeah,
five. She was 13 when she was on.
She's been crushing it for a couple of years though. Let's get real. You know, good for her. God bless
but
her
is,
soul.
Does anyone ever heard her music, or is it just like she?
No, her songs are kind of dope. Some of her songs are kind of dope. Dude, it's a producer. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's...
It is what it is.
But, like, she's famous for just being... I'll fight you. You know, like, catch me outside. Like,
yeah,
all that
she's
shit.
Famous for being a dumb Puerto Rican girl. But she's actually Jewish or whatever.
She's not Puerto Rican at all?
No, she's not Puerto Rican. She's a Jewish
and
Italian.
She's no Spanish person? She's not Spanish at all.
No, she's Italian.
Jewish and Italian.
Bregoli or Bregoloni or
Jewish
something.
And Italian. That's what she is. So,
wow.
So the racist live chat, though, all they do is they post... nudes of girls that we talk about on the show. They could be comedians that are on the show. They could be just people that we simp over altogether.
Isn't that wild how many female comedian nudes are on the internet?
But listen, what they're doing, though, is while they're watching us, there's a whole bunch of people that are beating their fucking dick while they watch and listen to us. So it's like one screen, they have these chicks, and then they have our voices, and they're fucking... I wonder how many people out there can't come without listening to my voice. And it's nothing gay. It just is what it is.
You intimidate them into coming.
No, I think it's just part of their comfort. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, what? Who's that? Bobby Hutch. Oh, Bobby Hutch can go get us fucking out.
Don't make him in. The man's
executive producer.
Yeah, he's above getting coffee.
Executive producer of the network.
He took that title so he doesn't have to get
I don't even want coffee. I want specifically that. That shit is fire. Give me a little more, dog.
Come on, we're going to get out of here, bro. You're going to get your own.
Feeny, we are getting more, and I'll buy you another one. Just give me a little bit more. I shit you not, I'll buy another one.
All right. Give me more.
You want the whole other one?
Do you want me to tell Paco to get three?
I want you to get three fucking...
Get four, one for you, Shannon.
Shannon, you know what? You know what, kid?
It's going to change the whole game.
If you want one, Shannon, if fucking Natalie wants one.
All right. Let's get into the show.
Natalie, this tastes like fucking... This tastes like pussy. You're going to love it. It's true. She's a lesbian.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
I
no, I mean, we
it.
Gathered I that. I mean, it was, you know.
You don't know. She could be bi, dude.
She actually is. She's bi.
She's I'm pan? Gonna be,
she's
a pan.
What is pansexual?
I actually don't know.
You're not allowed to ask, Lee.
I figured out non-binary, it's not binded to anything.
Nice.
That.
Like indica
pan.
In the couch.
Yes. Fifth joke. Yes. Yes. Guess we'll sleep. Dude, we are five jokes in, 11 minutes in. Zach would still be sitting here just fucking thinking about his breakfast. Let's get real. Yeah. There's no way Zach's working this hard. Impossible. I hope Zach lives.
Bobby is going to Starbucks.
Bobby's doing a Starbucks
run?
Bobby! 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 But make sure mine is larger than theirs. They're only allowed to... I have to get the larger size.
I'll go with another grande. Venti for Lewis.
Does he know what we're getting?
I don't think he does.
Yes.
I don't even know what we're getting. So
three grande iced coffees with vanilla cold foam. Is that right?
That's right.
Tell her.
I want this on record that this started with both of you trashing this drink, and now you both did an excited squeal at the idea that Bobby was going
to get it. I just
like
free shit, dude. That's it. I already had a Trenta iced cold brew earlier today.
Make mine a venti. Make mine a venti.
Dude, go Trenta.
No, that's crazy.
What's Trenta?
That's the bigger than the venti. It's like a gallon.
That exists?
It does.
Yeah, it's for like fat black people.
And small Jewish dudes. Yeah. I mean, but I get mine with no ice and then I split it between 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
wow.
Smart.
This is great.
Wow.
This is fucking great. I'm really excited about it. All I can think about is this cold food that's coming to my life right now.
So good.
All right, let me do some plugs real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's get these fucking plugs out of the way. First thing I got to plug right now is Skankfest is happening November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. We are doing live streams for the first time ever from Skankfest. We're doing 9 shows that are going to be live streamed. Legion of Skanks, Part of the Problem, Bonfire, What's Your Fucking Deal. We're doing Ellis Mania, The Roast of Luis J. Gomez, Gross Battle. We're doing a bunch of shows. It's going to be an incredible weekend. For the first time ever, you can be a part of Skankfest from home. It's $8 per stream, or if you buy the entire weekend, all 9 live streams, it's just $65. It's the same price as a UFC pay-per-view. Also, you have access to the streams for 48 hours after they go live, so you guys can save up the entire weekend and watch everything all day on Monday, or if you guys want to just watch them as they come out live, you can watch them as well. But what you got to do right now is pre-order the stream, because you get them for a discount if you pre-order them. Go to momenthouse.com/skankfest. momenthouse.com/skankfest. Momenthouse is a great company that we're partnering with for these live streams. So do that now, momenthouse.com/skankfest, and pre-order the streams because they're going to go up by a couple bucks if you guys wait until Skankfest weekend. All right, you guys can do your plugs now as well. Feeny, what do you got to plug?
I mean, Skankfest is great. I just got the lineup for that. That's going to be awesome, man.
Hell yeah.
But if you guys are in Long Island this Friday and Saturday, I'm at McGuire's in Bohemia headlining those. And then I got more dates coming up, MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Go to my Twitch, twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker. Check out the podcast. Here's a scenario. And I just started a solo podcast I do at home called Snarky. Check that out.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
At Josh Adam Myers on all social media, joshadammyers.com for all my dates. I'll be in Edmonton, Vancouver, D.C., St. Louis, Philadelphia, fucking Texas at Skankfest for the jam. We're doing the jam here in New York City now. We're doing the jam in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store, and we're doing it at the Comedy Cellar.
What a jam.
We did the one at the Comedy Cellar two nights ago. It was incredible. But listen to my podcast, The 500, on Spotify. Yep.
Hell yeah. Lots of stuff coming up. Couple things. All right, number one, I moved the Albany date. It was supposed to be going to Albany this Saturday night. It's just I have a lot going on, and dude, with the fucking COVID restrictions, I didn't fucking really like it. I gotta be honest with you. I just didn't really love it. So we're moving it. We're pushing it back a little bit. It looks like it's gonna be in April. I'm gonna give you guys more information. Your tickets can just be transferred to that other date, or you can get a refund if you don't want to wait. But we're still doing that city, and we're still doing that venue. But I had to figure out a couple other things. And then also the same thing next week with Chicago. I'm moving that date as well. I don't want to jump on a fucking plane for one night. And I told my agent that a while ago. And so whatever. Regardless. So Chicago and Albany are both being moved. I'm not doing anything until Skankfest. I'm very, very busy until Skankfest. So make sure if you guys don't have tickets, keep on tuning into the Real Ass Podcast, because we are picking one subscriber to Gas Digital every single week. We're going to do that right now, actually, that is using the promo code REP. If you subscribe to Gas Digital, you get access to all the shows on the network, the complete on-demand library, 20,000 hours of content that is not available anywhere else on the internet, all the Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, all the other shows on the network. Grab them all in one place for just $8 a month if you use the promo code REP. But we're also giving away a pair of all-access passes every single week. Shannon, yes. Who is the winner this week of a pair of all-access passes to Skankfest South, courtesy of the Real Ass Podcast?
Hold on one second.
How did you pick this? You just decided, Shannon?
It's a random selection. Okay, here we go.
So whoever's nice to Shannon.
Computer generated.
Let's say.
The winner is Christian Thompson of Arlington, Texas.
Nah,
wow, I'm from Texas, dude. Too.
For sure already.
Was that random? No.
Yes, random.
Wow.
Nah, dude, this is an inside job, dude. Yeah. This is 9/11.
How far is Arlington to Houston?
I'll tell you why. Because if we're going to give it away to somebody, we'd be more likely to give it away to somebody who couldn't make it. So then
smart.
It's so we can save the space.
Fuck,
so I know that's not a setup.
It's about a 4-hour drive.
That guy's fucking
this dude's probably like the Molly dealer, and they're just like, we're just gonna get him in. Yeah, come on, get him in.
What's his name? Christian Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Power forward for the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. Let's see. All right. That's it. All right. What else do I gotta plug? My Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Poughkeepsie's coming up at the end of November. Toronto. Lots of stuff coming up.
All right, podcast merch.
Podcastmerch.com. Go grab all the greatest merch in the world.
I'm excited for Skankfest.
The Skankfest merch is fucking fire, dude. Yeah, the Texas Chainsaw thing. Massacre hoodie. Everybody, go out and order that shit, because that shit will sell the fuck out.
It's already sold out.
Yeah,
it's already sold out.
I told Dylan to get me one.
Well, you can get one.
Okay, cool.
I'll get you one, dude. Yes, come on now. Exciting. Come on now.
That and a latte.
Okay. Brian Laundry in the racist live chat says, Lewis sucks cock.
Wow.
Do you?
Damn, dude.
Are they telling us something we don't know?
He's about to fucking get banned from the racist live chat with that type of fucking talk. Ooh.
I would think you'd like that.
It's so funny when someone comes in, subscribes to the show, comes in, and just to trash you. They paid $8 to make fun of you.
I kind of arbitrarily choose who to ban. So you can trash me, but it's like, it's going to depend if my eye looks down at that moment.
Yeah, it's like a jack-in-the-box.
If it's funny, like I usually will let it stand. But if it's just something like that.
It's not creative. You got
to Luis J. Gomez sucks cock. Ooh.
Ban him.
I can ban him with a fucking, just a little finger. Shannon.
Yes.
I realize, why don't I have the ability to just ban from my computer?
You may. Can I just look at your screen really quick? You may have it.
Okay, please. Come over here. Oh, by the way, when the staff is in the room, you can only speak to them with one-syllable words.
Why?
Because it's funny. It's like a caveman. It's hilarious.
Okay.
You can. Can you put their name? You girl, fix screen.
Like that?
Okay, if you put their name in here.
If I put their name in there. Mm-hmm.
And then search, and then it should come up with the option to ban.
Brian Laundry. Let's see. Search.
A lot of dead air.
Oh, it's not dead air. First of all, here's how unconfident you are. Here's how unconfident you are, dude. You can't even like live with a little bit of dead air.
What did I just do?
Here's him. Here's him freaking
out. Fucking moment.
He starts cracking his knuckles, starts bragging, just to make noises. Shut the fuck up and just let it happen. Dead air. You're fucking.
Now guess what? There isn't.
My mother.
Oh.
That's what Zach would have said.
Oh.
All right, we'll take
it. Yeah. A little generous.
Laundry. Let's see.
Did he spell it the real way or laundry?
Oh, and it gives me his real name, too?
Uh-oh. And his address? And his credit card?
And his email address? I can dox the fans in real time? Time the fuck out, Shannon. I can dox the fans in the racist live chat in real fucking time. Yeah. Are you kidding me, Shannon?
Rip up that to-do list, because we got a different plan now. It's Ice Coffees and Dox Day here at the Real Ass Podcast.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, first of all, there's a button right here. I can just click ban. First of all, there's also two Brian Laundries in the racist live
chat. Make sure you get the right one, then.
I don't know why.
Dox them both.
I can dox you both. Okay.
Don't dox anyone. They're paid money. What was that?
I'll dox
what
you.
Was that? What did you just say of that last thing?
Tell me who or who not to dox. I dox.
Did you respond to that British accent? You're like, oh, don't admit.
Yeah. Oh, don't you.
That's a pretty good Aussie.
This fucking, this is insane. I did not realize. All right, so power. Let's say. Anybody else talking shit? Ben wants me to dox him. Let me just type in Ben. Ben, ready? Ben, let's see. Ben. I'm going to search for Ben. Ben, you want me to dox you? Oh, there's a lot of Bens. Wow, how many fucking Bens are there?
Probably a lot of Bens and Marks.
Okay, so I'm going to give everyone
Chris's.
I'm going to give everyone a little bit of insight here. If you make your name pretty generic, it's going to be pretty hard for me to find you.
Ben Smith.
Ben is, it could be any one of these people. I just ban.
Username associated with it?
Ben. That's a joke.
We get really liberal on these Zach jokes,
yeah,
bro.
We're libtards.
No, dude.
We're libtards. That was a joke. Ban.
The effort was there.
Ban. Come on now. Thought Paca says he loves me. Beth Byman says Ben is a really common and gay name. Tim Tuesday says we are all Ben. Ben just said ha 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 ha. He's mocking me. Fuck! I have to ban every Ben.
I mean, that's fucked up to the other Bens.
Oh, fuck! Hold on. Well,
how do you not know that the other Bens?
Well,
are
these
like...
are all people that have just Ben in their name. There's got to be just.
It doesn't show their username as well.
This is their username.
His username is just Ben.
Oh, yes.
It's a Michael Jackson song.
Ben's crushing it, dude. He's just hitting it. Look how many Bens there are, dude. They're showing me every name that has B-E-N in it. So there's a guy named Benito.
Yeah, but so it's not him. It's just Ben.
What if it's Mexican Ben?
Yeah.
Benito.
Little Ben.
Dude, we have a lot of fucking users here. These are all users that are subscribers. These can't just be people in the live chat, Shannon. These are just subscribers.
I thought you had to be a subscriber to be in the live chat.
Yes, but not all of these people are currently in the live chat. These are all just people that are subscribed that have... There's a lot of people named Ben that are subscribed to the network. I can dox everybody on here, by the way.
Dude, what if one of them's Benicio del Toro?
That'd be awesome. I wonder if there's any famous people that subscribe to the network. There's gotta be, right?
I mean, who are the people that are like celebrities that have like reached out and been like, yo, you fucking rule? Anybody?
No, that's never happened.
It's never?
Not once. Nope.
Even like a minor celebrity, like a Gary Coleman, even though he's dead, but like somebody on that level?
Nope. Not one.
Bet you Cosby loves this show.
Brittany Ferlin, the chick who's dating mm-hmm. Tommy Lee.
Married to.
Somebody said for her to get Legion of Skanks on her podcast, and she was like, oh, I love them.
That's my ex-girlfriend. Like
that. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I knew that. Yeah. I did know that. Yeah. But that's probably why she knows who we are is through you.
Oh, well, she knows Jay. I mean, and she, we're homies.
Yeah, she's got fucking big fat titties. Hell yeah.
She got floppers, yeah. She got a great body.
Hell yeah. Would smash. Sorry, Tommy Lee. Would smash.
Dude, Tommy's fucked everybody.
Yeah?
You don't think so? I mean, not every... I mean, for the most part, I figure, like, he's fucked... Like anybody in the 90s that was, like, hot, Tommy Lee has had sex with.
Do you think Tommy Lee's done with that, though? Like, I don't know. I don't know anything.
I think
that he's faithful to his chick or something?
I'm proposing that as a topic.
I think so. I mean,
by the way, this is how awesome Josh is. Josh doesn't even know Tommy probably, but he's still adhering to guy code. He's like, no, dude, he's definitely faithful.
Dog's got to eat, you know?
He had his fun. He's settling down.
But also, I think Britney's a pretty hugely popular like social media person too. So if he fucks her over, there's gonna be a lot of backlash. But also, he's old enough to where I don't think he gives a shit about social media. No. Like what the amount of things he's probably done to women.
I think girls do that, right? Girls like so they'll be like you're a cheater. I'm gonna tell everyone you're a cheater. And like guys were like, yeah, I'm awesome. Sorry.
What it's also, to I'm Tommy like, Lee. Like, that's, I'm a rock star for one of the biggest bands in the fucking world.
Hey!
Oh, shit.
Hey!
Perfect timing.
Yeah, dude. I'm just saying, like, cheating, like, it's not like a scarlet letter for guys where if you're like, oh, that guy cheats, you're like, oh, what a fucking.
Yeah, unless your fan base is women. Thank you.
That would just be crazy.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I get
Bobby
the lowest
Hutch.
Amount of white vanilla foam.
Wow, dude. I feel like Bobby
here,
sucked all
give
the
me
foam
that,
off
no, you. No, you fucking piece of shit.
You don't need straws, Bobby. That's why they got the mouthpiece. Look at Lewis just chugging,
wow.
Just chugging it. He didn't even.
Wow, that really is good. That really is good.
It's really
That's
good.
That's nice. That is really nice. Wow. What a great way to start the day.
That was wild.
With a fucking
Thank
incredible
you, Bobby
dessert of coffee. And
there's no sugar
foam.
In this.
No sugar.
There's no sugar in this. How there's is a that? little bit of the vanilla cream.
Yeah, it's just a black iced coffee with just a little bit of the vanilla sweet cream on top, and then it kind of seeps in.
But there's dairy.
Definitely, probably dairy. I guess whatever this cold foam is, I don't know what's in
dairy.
The cold foam. I mean, it looks like it's just whipped cream, to be honest with you. Mm. But I'll take it. Are you not a dairy guy?
I try not to.
Sure, we all try. But what are you going to do? That's good. That's a sweet cold foam.
Thank you, Bobby.
Hold on. Somebody's complaining about one white guy's complaining about the quality of the snapback hat in the racist live chat. Uh-oh. Shannon, ban one white guy for having a legitimate complaint. There's no legitimate complaint in the fucking racist live chat.
What about the Reagan Bush hat?
See, one white guy, you know what? You could have probably gotten that hat and then a couple more hats and piece of merch for free if you went about it in the fucking right way. You shoot me a message like, hey, dude, this hat came. The stitching isn't very good. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, it's a mistake. We'll fucking send you another one right away. Here's a T-shirt. Here's a $20 off coupon. But now you're going to go and just fucking trash me in my racist live chat when this is supposed to be just naked pictures of Karen Feehan and racist comments? Ban him, Shannon.
Really ban him?
I'm going to ban him, actually. Fuck
oh,
you.
I have my thing over the button.
No. I want to do it. Okay. What's his name again?
He wants to
One white guy.
His name's Ben.
What's his name?
Yeah, Ben
One
something.
One white guy.
One white guy. Oh, shit. My shit went. No. There we go. One fucking white guy. Oh, I'm going to find him. It's happening. Here we go. One white guy.
Lewis, are you excited for Skankfest?
Shut the fuck up, Petey.
Dead air.
I want to see what these outdoor venues look like.
Do me a favor, Feeny. I'm in the process of fucking banning.
You're gonna ban it. It's not gonna be fun for us. We're just sitting here.
Yeah.
Can we talk into the fucking microphones that
I'm
you
done.
Put in front of our face?
Hold on. Oh, it's all one word. That's why. It's all one word. One white guy. One white guy. Now you're banned for the day, Shannon. After the show, he can come back.
Okay.
Here he is, and I know your real name.
Me too.
Say the first name.
I'll say the first initial.
Just say the first
say
name.
The first name.
Who cares?
No. I feel like that's doxing.
It's not like
he doesn't deserve to be doxed.
If you say his full name,
I mean, it's
is.
Not like it's like Plaxico. You know, yeah, you're like, yeah, oh, wait, yeah, it's yeah. Plaxico Burris?
It's Ben.
Dude, that should have gotten a fucking thing, dude.
Ooh. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Is that six?
Seven.
That was eight jokes.
It was eight jokes?
Yeah.
Thank
Fuck
you.
Fuck yeah. How many more do we need? Seven?
It looks nothing like your website. Ban yourself. I wasn't even going to ban you, one white guy. Now you're getting it. Banned. Are you sure you want to ban this person? Okay. Okay. Wow, I feel bad.
Why?
That was painful. That hurt.
No, it didn't.
You were smiling the whole time.
You're still smiling.
Yeah, dude, you're glowing.
Oh, that was brutal. Oh, no.
Your skin looks flawless all of a sudden.
Nice.
You reverse the aging.
Shannon, unban him in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now.
So do you just search the name again and then unban?
Yep.
No way. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Ban him and then unban him and then ban him then unban him.
Oh, fuck. Whoa, what the hell happened? How did this come up?
You blocked everyone. Block all?
Oh, no. One white guy. Let's see.
Man,
I just got to search him and then...
This coffee is fucking magical, dude.
Wow.
It's healing.
Wow, I have so much power. I did not realize that I can ban and unban from my computer.
I'm going to tell... Can I just say, if one white guy is listening right now, I know you're banned, you're probably upset, go to Starbucks and get an iced coffee with vanilla cream cold foam, and I promise you, by the time you finish that, you will
be fine.
Wait a
minute,
fine.
Shannon.
Lewis.
How is one white guy still here? I banned him.
He's got nut on his lip. You got cream foam nut.
Maybe
on your
someone
lip.
Else switched their name to his?
No. No. Impossible. Impossible. No fucking way.
You didn't unban him, right?
I did not unban him.
Lick your top lip.
No way. Shannon, does our banning not work this whole
it.
Time?
Hold on.
I have no power. I have no power. Help.
Someone clip that, please. Is that on the loop? No. I have no power. Help.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ah, okay. Well, you know what? I feel really dumb now.
What if they all change their name to one white guy as like a unifying thing? It's kind of like...
Is he still
I am,
no way?
We are Robert Paulson.
Yeah.
We are one white
guy. I'm Spartacus.
I'm going to try to do it and see if mine works.
If yours works and mine doesn't work, Shannon, I will literally kill you. I'll actually kill you.
All right. I just did it. Let's see what happens.
We are all one white guy. Okay. Let's move on. Christian Thompson, congratulations on those Skankfest tickets.
Congrats, Christian.
So there's like four or five venues, huh?
There's four stages. Four stages. Plus we have the area for the ring as well for the Ellsmania events. So that's going to be...
There's still a fight happening?
Yeah, I thought they were all canceled.
Who's fighting?
Me and Ellis are probably doing a couple events. Probably doing musical chairs fighting. Probably doing a blindfold fight.
Yeah.
Harrington and Dylan are fighting.
Oh, I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Kim was supposed to fight, right? And she got concussed.
Yeah.
You should do something. Why don't you just get like two Skankfest fans like just to randomly fight?
We're doing
you
that too. We're doing some Skanks fans. We're doing some Ellis fans.
That. What are you doing?
Yeah, we got
what?
It all. We got it
they
all
sign a waiver. Waivers, dude, cancel out everything.
Waiver. Shannon, there's gonna be, Lewis's waiver is going to be like, agree not to sue, right, dude? Just, his signature at the bottom.
One white guy is still
if
not
you sue,
banned.
You're gay.
Bobby's working on it.
Still not banned. God,
No. Don't even ban him now. Technically, he wins. I'll give him this one. But that's crazy that our banning abilities don't work.
Bobby's checking. Stay tuned.
People are like, oh, great show without Zach. What do you think would he have if Zach was here? He'd just be chiming in with a joke here and there around all this.
Doing his job.
Fucking assholes. Oh, what do you think? Zach's going to steer the ship in another fucking direction? No.
So Dickhead. Four stages and a fight and a ring?
Yeah.
The ring's outside or inside? Sweet cold foam. Chugging it.
God, I love watching you get up like a bukkake face, bro. God, zoom in on that.
That's fucking
zoom good. In on that, Shannon. Come on. Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm turning Shannon on. Shannon.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, guess what? You could have Delta 8 shipped right to your home. It's really, really great, and it really does get you high. Delta 8, it's just a similar molecular structure to regular THC. It's just a different sort of chemical makeup. That's why it's legal. It's a little bit of a loophole, I would say. And you can have it delivered right to your house. They have gummies. They have vapes. They're going to be sponsoring Skankfest as well. If you guys are going to be out in at Skankfest, go say what's up to the Yo Delta guys and the Yo Creative guys, because they're going to be giving out samples all throughout Skankfest. But go to YoDelta.com, and if you grab anything, make sure you use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. It's already affordable, already cheaper than regular weed, and gets you just as high. Just go to YoDelta.com, order it to your home, and use that promo code GAS to save 25%.
Okay, where were we?
What happened with this man that raped a woman on a train and nobody stopped him?
Okay, so it happened in Philadelphia.
You just heard.
We know. Rape!
It happened in Philadelphia. A woman, this guy came up to a woman and just started sexually assaulting her. And it did go on to rape for about 30 minutes. And everybody who was on the train, they just kind of watched and recorded it. And nobody did anything until somebody that works with the transportation authority finally called the cops. And then the cops intervened and stopped it.
Oh, my God.
Afterwards, this happened at about 10 o'clock at night. Afterwards, the guy was like, no, I know her. It was completely consensual. And then it turned out once they did some research that he is an immigrant from Congo who is here illegally because his student visa expired. And he also he's been accused of sex crimes and drug crimes in the past.
Dude, every single person that was recording that should have to be like beaten in public in front of everybody, like stockades. And then just constantly, and then when they're getting beaten to death, we film them. And then we put it up on Reels for content.
I feel like they should at least have to upload the footage so we could watch it.
I'm sure they did.
We've been searching. No.
I'm sure they did.
Nobody has this footage.
Not a World Star?
Nope. Right?
Live leaks?
It's fucking, I mean, imagine being like, well, I don't feel like intervening, but the least I could do is zoom in.
All right, would you intervene?
But like intervening can be as little as like causing a scene, as calling the police, as doing, you don't have to like physically, but also you could also, I mean, if a guy's having sex with somebody, he's pretty preoccupied, you know? There's a good chance he's not, unless he's holding a gun in the other hand, he's pretty vulnerable to attack.
You think so?
Yes.
I feel like a giant African though. I feel like it's easier.
Who said he was giant?
I don't know, man. I'm just imagining him to be a huge...
From Congo.
Yeah, Congo's a big fucking... Those are big Africans, dude. This is it. He's fucking pumping
this
away.
This is it?
This is your chance right
you
now.
You would definitely do something.
I'd help him.
I know. No.
I'd be like, oh, hold her down. Come on, everyone.
You pretend to be a
guy. Put those phones away.
Look at him. Dude, I know... I could see this whole thing with Lewis happening. I see you fucking horse collaring the dude from the back of the collar, ripping him off.
My turn.
But I legitimately, you pretend you're a bad guy, but you're a good guy.
No, I would probably, at the very least, I would fucking, you know. Yeah, there's no way I would just sit there and watch it. Obviously.
All of those people, though, like, how do they? They should have as much trauma and guilt.
There has to be more to it than simply she's being raped and everyone's videotaping.
How many people were on the train? Like, is it like one person? Like an old bunch of elderly?
I mean, I'm sure
women?
It wasn't rush hour, but I feel like it's still. It was 10 at night.
Shannon,
right?
How many people
could have been on the way to the Eagles?
Does
game?
It say?
Oh, it says as many as 10 bystanders on the train did nothing but pull out their phones to film.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. That's the new...
We had a crazy person on the train that was trying to attack a woman, and of all people, Brennan Sagalo intervened.
What, really? What did he do?
Yep. We were on the N train in Queensborough Plaza. Crazy dude, just like, obviously mentally not there, holding a basketball, screaming at this woman, and we thought it was like they were in like a relationship in the beginning, and he's like, you fucking slut, you would fucking do it. He's like saying all these racial things to her, and she's just like trying to block it out, and people started being like, do you know him? And she's like, no. And then the dude ripped off his shirt, like legitimately like hitting
like Hulk
himself.
Hogan.
Yeah, like, but no, but like over the top, threw it on the ground, and then Brendan goes, hey, buddy, why don't you take it easy?
Ooh,
which is like, wow. Which is a pretty, it was pretty crazy. And the guy goes, what the fuck did you say to me? What the fuck did you say to me?
It's a black guy.
He was like Middle Eastern, but he was like six. I'd peg him at like 6'7", probably.
6'7".
6'7", probably.
Little
like,
fucking short ass Brendan Sagal. Yeah. Like a little, like his basketball and Brendan are like the same size.
He was like 6'7", like 2, like 60. He was like a big, huge. out of shape guy. But
he was out of shape.
He was like, he wasn't ripped. He was like, but he
was heavy.
Big. Yeah, he was heavy.
But when I see fat, I'm thinking like, okay, they got 1 minute. They got 1 minute into them of being able to swing wildly before they fall apart.
But he had like the, like mentally not there.
But also
looking.
Subways aren't, just not a great place to try to stay away from somebody and evade being hit.
Yeah, for a like, full minute.
It's fucking impossible.
So the guy goes, I swear
to God.
You
have to be Spider-Man to avoid being hit.
This is really what happens. The guy goes, what the fuck did you say to me? Shut the fuck up, pussy, shut the fuck up. And then Sagalo, and this is where I said he went too far.
Right.
Brendan and I were sitting next to Brendan's shaking his iced coffee like this. And he goes, what are you going to do? Like, literally, literally just, hell what yes. are you going to do? Like this. And the guy obviously didn't do anything. But because we had, you know, we all in the train kind of had that moment where we
How
all
many,
look at each other.
It was you and Brendan. Who else?
As far as people we knew, that was it. But there was like eight to ten other people.
So
in
this
our
guy
meeting.
Starts attacking Brendan. What do you do? Are you stepping in now?
Now, here's my problem. I had just had...
I'm a pussy.
Yeah, well, that. But also, I had just had the shoulder surgery. So I'm in a sling. So I am... And this is my dominant... I am worthless. I can't... I couldn't throw a punch if I tried. All I could do is kick him if he's on the ground. So I'm trying to be
so
like...
So you gotta be like, Brendan, gotta get him on the ground first.
Yeah, Brendan, if you can pound. Ground and pound him, I'll come in with a few kicks. But I'm legitimately of no use to anybody.
You wouldn't have tried. You wouldn't have even tried.
It was a, well, no.
It's just, you would have been like, hey, Brendan, you know what? Mano a mano. You got to
You know what?
My,
yeah, good luck, pal. I'll hold your coffee. But what I would have tried to do is, I always wanted to kick somebody as hard as I can when their leg is straight, right in the knee, so that it goes the
well,
you know,
that
right
happened
way.
In, that happened in an MMA fight just not too far ago, dude. This guy, he did like, they call it an oblique kick for some reason. It's not an oblique kick, but it's like a side, like stomping kick to the knee. This guy shattered this other dude's entire fuck. Like, it looked like his whole body just fucking collapsed underneath him. It was one of the most brutal things ever.
That's my dream.
That's your dream. Yeah. But the problem is, you'd think you would do that, you'd miss.
And then I hyperextend my own knee, and then I go down, in a sling. Oh, you know what else I wanted to do is the thing where you take, someone goes to punch you, you take their wrist, and you fucking blast their elbow out this way.
Ooh. Yeah. You watched a lot of Chuck Norris movies back in the day. None of that shit works.
It'd be fun, though.
None of that works. Yeah.
The knee one is more likely.
Nah, you could do the elbow one. I feel like more people are throwing punches than kicking.
Okay,
so.
Let me tell you something. The reason that we have never, in 39 years, you know, what are you, 35 now, 34?
33.
33 years old. What are you, 50?
41.
55 years old.
58.
You know, whatever. In all the years that we've had on this earth, we've never seen a single video of any fight of some guy going... and busting his arm through. It doesn't happen. The reason it doesn't happen is because it's goddamn near impossible. It's impractical. It's just not
going to... You got to go with the momentum.
When does it happen?
Aikido.
They throw the punch, you take it.
Look
smash!
Up, see if you can find Aikido in a street fight. Like somebody using Aikido in a street fight.
That shit's dope, too.
But that was crazy. But the guy ended up like throwing the basketball down. He got off at Queensboro Plaza because they stopped the train to get police. And then he just kind of fucking legitimately just got off the train and walked away before the police got there. And then I saw him again on the subway this past week.
Wow. Was he being crazy?
He wasn't being crazy, but I pointed him out to the person I was
cool.
on the train with. No, he was definitely like, he's just kind of like, you know, when someone has that like energy where you're like, oh, fucking something's wrong here. Anybody who plays music on their speakerphone in a public setting without headphones is looking for conflict.
I have to stop myself every time. I take it as a personal affront.
But that's what they want. They want you to be like, what the fuck did you say to me? Because they know they know what they're doing.
I know. And every single time, I have to stop myself because I'm like, this is going to fucking end up being a problem. And every time I want to, the words are almost at my lips where I'm like, hey, I don't want to listen to this fucking music. Why do you think I want to listen to your music? How about you turn that off? And it never gets there because you know the person that's willing to blast their music,
they're just
willing.
For fist,
a
fight.
And I'm like, I'm now deciding. Yeah. I'm making a decision to be in a violent altercation in life. And I have to accept it, but don't you feel like such a bitch? Don't you walk out of the subway like, God damn it, dude, like that guy just chumped me out in front of the world. He chumped the whole world out.
I don't feel that way. Because,
oh, I hate it.
Because it really takes two people to be in a fight. Like you said, you have to decide I'm getting into a fight. And if you'd say I'm not going to get into a fight, then you win. Because what they're trying to do is goad you into a fight.
I know, but they need to.
So you won.
They need to be
You're
taught
a champ.
I don't feel like one. I feel like
the
a real loser.
Here.
Yeah, it's me. He looks like the champion. He's got his arms up in the air going, I won, I won.
Have you ever gotten into a fight on the subway?
On the subway.
What's the biggest altercation you've had on
you're
the subway?
Pretty,
you've lived
like,
here for a
I
while.
I feel like you're
and...
pretty imposing that you're not going to, people aren't going out of their way to fuck with you.
He's like, well, there was that one time I was blasting music on my cell phone without the headphones on.
I wonder if on the subway I've ever been to a fight. No. No, yes. Yes, no, yes. not a real fight, but like a an altercation.
Shut up, pussy. What are you gonna do? Nothing. Shut the fuck up.
No, me and my friend Cheese. This is years ago. This is like before, like right when I moved to New York City. There was some dude with his girlfriend. I was like just drunk, and like he tried to like walk by us, and he was just hammered and couldn't walk by us. So he like pushed me out of the way. And it was just such a bizarre thing. Like, I was like, yeah. And I was like chasing him down the street, and he's talking shit. And we were just both jawing, and nobody's doing anything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, eventually something happened. My buddy Cheese pulled out his wallet chain and started swinging it. We were all just like
the
losers.
The power of Cora compels you.
Fucking terrible.
I feel like New York City, it's just like, when anything, even walking here today, there was somebody that was aggressive. Like, there's just people sitting on the corner of, like, First Avenue and 14th. And yeah. You, like, walk by them, and they're like, what? And you're just like.
Yeah, or the people who purposely don't move their shoulders and they walk down the middle of the side. They don't like yield to other pedestrians, so they want you to just fucking hit into them.
Nice little shoulder block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found a video titled Aikido in the Street.
Nice. Also, did Paco come and put money in my meter?
I just asked Bobby to call him to double check.
Yeah, somebody's got to go put money in my meter right now. I can't, you know, we can't wait for Paco to maybe get here.
Freak in the sheets, Aikido in the streets.
Let's see, Aikido in the streets.
Okay. Dude, if he throws somebody into that muffler.
Bit of pushing and shoving, and obviously he's ready to fight. And the guy you're focusing on is the tall guy.
They're all tall.
Who sent me the email. So he's grabbing some arms, and eventually that's going to lead to a Kotegaeshi, a traditional Aikido technique, some type of pin.
Ooh! So, oh my god! He picked him up by his elbow, dude. Why do they wear the...
Because it's the gayest of all, it's the gayest of all martial arts.
You guys
dude.
Are so
dude
tough.
Look at him! Oh, he bent his elbow the other way. He did it,
dude.
Rewind that. He just did it.
Look at this dork being like, Aikido is really cool.
But watch this, dude. Do you see his elbow go the other way?
Pinhead.
Look, you see how Aikido works in this scenario? One time ever.
He's got Beetlejuice head, like that small with the big body.
I feel like you're not seeing his elbow go the other way.
I saw that's Aikido.
It's the exact thing that I said that Lewis said doesn't exist. It just happened. His elbow went the other way, and then he picked him up by his shattered arm. Ready? There it goes. Oof. And then he picks him up by it.
Okay. All right, Fiend. Yes, you're right. It's cool.
I didn't say Aikido was cool. I'm saying
Aikido's
that is cool. A cool move.
I really mean this. I will beat the shit out of any Aikido master in the world. The best of the fucking best. Bring them.
Skankfest.
Bring them.
Show up at Skankfest.
Please, show up. Fuck with your fucking weird ass fucking Aikido gi.
They all work at like junior colleges. Yes. Anybody that does Aikido is like a professor of like philosophy.
Some
like
fucking
great
vegan
grade
fucking
13.
Dork. Beat it.
Yeah. Your momentum to hurt you.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild,
dude. I'll fucking elbow that fucking pussy in his face.
Yeah, but then he'll bend your elbow using your momentum and break in seven places.
It ain't
places.
Happening. It ain't happening, Feeny. You should do Aikido, Feeny. You look like an Aikido master.
You do look like you'd be good at Aikido.
You have Aikido face. Yeah. All right. So I guess, fuck it. If you see somebody being raped on a train, but you don't say this much.
Careful.
Step in. Defend that woman. Get it on video. Send it to the show for Real House Podcast mug.
There you go.
You got to save a woman from being raped. And if you can fake it somehow, I'll probably give you the mug just for the effort. Just send in your fake videos of women being raped and you stopping it with Aikido.
Specifically Aikido, everybody. Yeah. So you need to take an Aikido class or watch a Steven Seagal movie.
If you can stop a real rape with Aikido...
Is that Steven Seagal's thing? Yeah. He does that?
I mean this. If you can stop a real rape with Aikido and capture it on video and send it to the show, I will give you $500 cash. Cold hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it.
Well, just so happens, I have this video.
Yeah, so... We'll see. Hopefully we'll get it out there. I hope Aikido does some good one day.
Yeah.
And stops the rape. So All right, let's take a moment and thank Oklahoma Smokes for supporting today's show. Oklahoma Smokes is a nicotine-free CBD cigarette that can help you kick that nasty tobacco habit. They look and smoke just like a real cigarette, but they're organically grown with additive-free hemp. It's a great alternative for people trying to cut back on their weed intake as well. I was smoking CBD bud for months in place of weed when I quit smoking weed. So I will tell you firsthand, this is a great alternative. If you guys have the oral fixation, if you want to have the calming effects of CBD without getting super stoned and spending your day in a haze, this is a great, great alternative. If you're trying to kick the smoking habit as well, super great alternative, way healthier than tobacco. The days of waking up with a cigarette hangover are gone. There's no more hacking up black stuff in the morning or leaving your smelly clothes in the hallway. With over 10,000 smokers who've used Oklahoma Smokes to quit and nearly a five-star rating along with 200 plus five-star reviews, this is going to be the next innovation in cutting back and quitting smoking. So right now, go to their website, itsoklahomas.com. That's itsoklahomas.com. And click around a bit. Their CBD cigs are going to really help you out. Check out their line of products. And if you purchase anything, use the promo code RAP for a special discount from the Real Ass Podcast. Once again, itsoklahomas.com, itsoklahomas.com, and use that promo code RAP for free shipping and a special discount. Okay, where were we? Let's talk. Oh, you know what? This is actually a good one. Shannon brought this to the table today, and we found a new girl that I might be simping for at the very least for a few days. Her name is Jeannie Exum.
Oh, I know this chick.
How do you know this chick?
Because I've seen her online, and she's hot. She lives here in New York.
She lives here in New York.
What is she? Who is she?
She's an OnlyFans. She's an OnlyFans chick.
She's an OnlyFans chick, but she was arrested.
Oh, what happened?
She was arrested yesterday, Shannon. When?
On Tuesday.
For what?
She was arrested on Tuesday for stabbing her boyfriend in the chest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for a dude.
Which makes my dick just fucking swell.
Is that on the OnlyFans?
No.
She's like in jail.
Pull her up.
Yeah, that was
yesterday. Pull up her Instagram.
So she's for sure still in jail.
Hold on.
Holy shit, dude. This is great.
Pull up her Instagram.
I have jerked off to this girl.
Her body's righteous.
Yeah.
Her body
she's 17, you said?
No. She's like 20, 22, 23.
22. Keep on going down. That's actually a terrible photo. I don't know why she'd take that photo.
How did she stab him? Like, why did, like, is there a...
It doesn't say why, but she, with a kitchen knife, she stabbed him twice. They
Her
were non-fatal.
Her name is Mati. Or his name is Mati.
Mati.
No, nice. Mati is this big titty chick that's also an OnlyFans
that's
chick.
That's her.
That's Mati. Hell yeah, Mati. Yeah, this bitch is pretty fucking smoking. And she stabbed her boyfriend in the chest. That's a fucking great body.
Did you see right those there. People, those chicks that are now losing the, like that chick Lauren Summer? You know who that is?
Yeah.
The right-wing chick?
No. Go to Lauren Summer's Instagram. She's losing the ability to put like links in your profile now because she always shares links to like her like nude pics. So they Instagram just took it away from her. So now you can't share. So if
Instagram,
you share links.
Instagram will not verify me. They will not.
Neither will the industry. Hit it.
That's good.
I mean, it's true. He did fucking get me.
Where is it?
Hold on.
Hurry.
Hold on.
Momentum's
We're losing
dying.
It.
Yeah. Fucking smash me right in my teeth. I like it, Feeny.
That's the ninth joke.
That was the ninth joke. We're almost there.
What do we have to get? 11?
13?
But if you go to her story, she posts like essentially completely naked pictures, but without like that. Like that's her losing the things and all that stuff. But she's the one that got banned from all MLB games for the rest of her life because her partner, Julia Rose, they sat behind home plate and flashed Gerrit Cole in the playoffs.
Nice.
Sitting right behind home plate. And then there's a hilarious video of a guy. I mean, her stories are brutal, but there was an old man who in the video like filming like them from the side, like this creepy old dude. It's so funny. Dude.
Hell yeah! I don't mind that. Good for them.
Yeah, she goes on like roller coasters naked and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Just being a
or
hot
topless.
Being a hot chick just rules.
Millionaire for doing absolutely
just
nothing.
Just for having fun bags. Just
they're not even real.
Of course.
They're not even real. They're just like silicone bags that are under their skin. And
they put a $20,000 investment into their body and they've gotten out like $8 million from it.
Shannon makes $425 a week.
Good week.
Shannon, you should just do... You should
That's 10 jokes, baby!
That's a goodie.
And here's the best part. You never even have to show nipple. If you just take pictures like topless and you cover up, you do the side across thing with just the almost all the titty, but no nipples, you'll make so much
Jeannie
money.
Jeannie XM, I did join her OnlyFans for the research today. I was like,
did you really?
This bitch stabbed her boyfriend in the chest. I'll pay for that. $10, not bad.
Put it up.
I don't know.
Is he dead?
No,
he's
nudes.
Dead. He's not dead.
Really?
No.
No, there's stuff. Nudes. There's stuff. Because I've jerked off to one of her and her friend, like eating her friend's ass. And like, there's.
I've never seen
there's
that.
There's like a bunch of sites where you can go to. You see, because you'll go on Instagram and be like, oh, holy, this chick's hot. She's got an OnlyFans. And then you just type in their name with XXX. And then you can find like, gotanynudes.com. There's like a bunch of these, like, the influencer OnlyFans porn sites where they take, like, you know.
They rip it.
Illegal, yeah, dude. Yeah. It's like the Napster of OnlyFans.
Yeah, I think
OnlyFans.
If you're subscribed to her OnlyFans and you broadcast her OnlyFans page, they could sue you pretty hard.
They could sue me.
Pretty bad.
I would love to see this retarded 22-year-old figure
OnlyFans
out how to...
OnlyFans could do it.
No, they can't. OnlyFans wouldn't sue me. So the way it's a DMCA copyright
She
claim.
Would have to.
Here's what it is. They would send a DMCA copyright claim the same way if somebody posted something to YouTube, right, of your video, your stand-up video YouTube. You click a thing, and then they have to take it down. Us as a hosting site would have to take that down. Like, YouTube doesn't even ask a question. Like, if you just take out a copyright claim, it's an automated thing, and then they could fight the copyright claim. But it's not; they're not suing anything. It doesn't get to the point of suing it. Now, if I said, no, I'm making a website where I'm going to continuously be posting her stuff, she could sue me, and I don't even think it would be OnlyFans. It would be her specifically, where she would have to actually go.
Or she'll just come stab you in the chest.
I would love
but
to see
what
her
he'd
try.
Do? He'd use Aikido to deflect the knife.
It's the only way that she could stab me in the chest is if I only tried to use Aikido.
To stop
it. The only way. I mean,
I feel like Aikido, you'd have to do this while fighting. You have to go. Whoosh, whoosh. You have to make the noises, the little wind sound effects.
And you just grab the pinky and you twist it down and then they flip.
There's also like 9 moves before you actually get to the painful thing.
Yeah?
You have to like wave your hands like this and then you basically have to be a raver and then
people just start following the hand. Yeah, if the other person's tripping balls on Molly, you stand a pretty good chance of Aikidoing them.
Yeah. Look, Jeannie XM's great, but if I could find the video of her eating her friend's ass, that would be pretty sweet. Because all of her OnlyFans... no nudes. It's like stickers over the nipples.
Really?
Like she pulls up her panties tied up into her pussy lips and gives herself a pussy wedgie. That's pretty sweet. That's a new thing that girls are just doing. It's not even like there's nothing even sexy about it. There's nothing like provocative or like it's literally being like, hey, you want to see a cunt wedgie? And you can run up to the camera. You're like, yeah, you pig. Oh, you dirty little pig. I love you.
So
I love
it. There is something to it though.
That's how all the girls are getting the free Gas Digital Jamaican vacation, is they had to do a puss wedgie.
Who's
right
going?
Up to
are you sending people to Jamaica?
The entire crew, all 18 staff members.
They're going to Jamaica?
Yes, a Gas Digital company trip.
No way.
I swear to God.
You love Jamaica.
I love Jamaica.
Yeah, you're always there.
Jamaica, come on. Jamaica me crazy. 12th joke.
Joke.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you want to see the Instagram post that she posted about with her in jail?
Yes.
Of course.
Or not in jail, but like at the...
I actually like her now more because she has a personality.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this shows that she's passionate.
They took my phone.
Wow. That was... She put music to it?
Yep.
Wow.
While she's arrested.
Can we find out who her boyfriend is?
Yeah, some Asian dude, right? Some Jack fucking Diesel Asian
dude.
Yeah,
this is him.
Which, that's disgusting.
It looks like ripped Paco.
Yeah, it does.
Imagine being a white woman and dating an Asian man. That's crazy.
What do you mean? Look at that guy.
Jenna, you like that?
I do not.
You could tell that guy has no fun because he's got to be like eating every 2 hours and only eating broccoli and or lean protein. Like people that have that defined abs have a terrible existence.
I don't think so. I think that they have a real like disconnect from like what's fun for them is different than what's fun for most people. Like he fucking gets a kick out of having abs. He really like it does something for him to have
but
fucking
abs are only great when you take your shirt off. So like he's just got to be in every social situation looking for an excuse to pop the shirt off.
Yeah, but it's probably rules. Like he's just constantly just fucking all hot.
Just lives on
the beach. He's got like his
there it is.
His existence
pretty tiny.
Is fucking just working out and fucking hot chicks. It's not a bad life. It's not a terrible life. Like people that like when I get into working out, I really get into working out. I enjoy the process of working out. I enjoy eating good food, but it's a mental thing. And some people that are always on, like I'm in fat guy mode most of the time and I can switch into that mode like 10% of the time. The people that are in that mode and can switch off once in a while for some fun and have a pizza, like The Rock, I don't think his existence sucks.
Cheat day Sunday.
The Rock works out for 4 hours a day. But I think he fucking loves it, dude. Like,
of course he does.
You ever hear Arnold Schwarzenegger in that old documentary, Pumping Iron?
Yeah.
Where he's talking about how it's like to get a pump. He's like, it's like coming.
Yeah.
And I'm just coming over and then I come when I have sex and I come when I'm in the gym. And he's just, the way that people get into that, I wish I could fucking get that into work.
You do, though. Like, you get very, you get manic sometimes when you get in these modes. You have a fight coming up or you have something big. It's like, I notice, it's like, you stop drinking, you stop doing this. Yeah,
you're steaming, you're doing a lot.
I've steamed every day this week.
That's why your skin looks fucking glowing, dude.
Oh, I'm at the Knox.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm at the Knox.
The New Jersey Knox?
Dude, I was dating my ex. I bought her an Equinox membership a week before we broke up. That I had to pay for monthly. Every time it kicked in, I was like,
ugh. You didn't cancel it?
I canceled it. Last month I hit her up. I was like, look, it's been 6 months. I was like, I can't.
Wow. You gave her 6 free months?
I can't continuously pay for your Equinox membership.
It's up over $1,000.
I heard.
It's $288 a month.
I heard it's like an ironclad contract, so you can't get out of that, right?
Well, you're talking.
What
to
did you do?
Equinox
switch it over to you.
I did
work at Equinox, so I know the tricks of the trade. Yes, it's an ironclad contract, but all you have to do is prove that you don't live within like 15 or 20 miles of an Equinox.
Yeah,
and you could prove that with any like you could literally have anybody who knows Photoshop, you know, create a piece of mail. So that's how you get out of it pretty easily. But
that's the only way.
She
out
just
is to
she
say
took
you
over the
live.
Payments. She just changed the credit.
You just
card
have to say you don't live anywhere near there.
Yeah, if you move or medical.
Medical. Now,
but after
the passport one where you go to every Equinox?
Yeah, I can go anywhere. Well, no, there's one more.
There's the Soho one is like way more expensive, right?
There's one more level up, which is called Destination Access. That includes Printing House. It includes.
What's in that Printing House one, dude? I want to know what's in there.
Rooftop pool.
Yeah, but so does the one in the Upper East Side has the rooftop pool and the basketball courts.
Yeah, that one as well as Destination X. So those are the old Reebok clubs. I know the whole fucking layout. But, I mean, all access.
You could go there for like 4th of July, watch the fireworks from the rooftop pool.
Yeah. Maybe I'll upgrade to Destination X.
Is it really worth it?
It's worth the $288.
Certainly
not.
Really?
Sure.
Of course it's not worth it.
Not the one in Gramercy. Because I almost signed up for that one. It was either that or the New York Sports Club. And I took the New York Sports Club because it's just...
Because you're a trash bag.
My New York Sports Club, it's like it's like so close to my house that it's $21 a month.
Yeah, we're not talking about the same thing here.
And they have a sauna.
Yes, you could drive a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Or you could drive an Audi.
Yeah.
You're driving a Honda Civic and that's okay.
Yeah. But...
Simple as that.
But don't you think at the end of the day it's just weights?
It's still just weights.
You're literally paying.
I'm sorry about the eucalyptus towels.
Yeah, eucalyptus towels and a steam room is an extra $183 on top of the other
thing. First of all, it's like $250 more than your shit gym.
Yeah.
It's not $180 more.
But you go just as much as I do. Twice a week?
No.
Three times a week?
Well, I mean,
now you're steaming, but you're not working out.
I work out with a personal trainer and I work out.
Oh, so you pay extra for that?
Yeah.
Don't you have a gym in your garage?
I have a gym in my garage. So, Feeney, I'm not.
You're just excessively spending.
I'm not an Equinox member because I'm trying to save money.
You want to fly?
No one said about saving money, but you're not getting the use out of it.
This isn't in my thought process when I'm with this decision. I'm not going like I was like, well, with cost versus. No. I want to go when I spend my time in the morning. I spend an hour and a half going there. I steam. I shower. I use the facilities. If I want to get a workout, I get a workout in.
Do you see the sexual assaults coming out of Equinox
Can I finish?
Steam room.
Can I fucking finish?
Okay. In the steam room, you can. With guys. Hit it.
Hit it.
a good joke. It was a good joke. I can't deny a good joke.
I just need one more.
Woo! One more. We got it. 20 minutes left?
At least 20 minutes left here. No, what I'm doing is I spend a lot of time in my car. I spend a lot of time in my home. I spend a lot of time at the gym. I want to feel really good while I'm doing those things. These are like your sanctuaries. These are the places, like when I'm in my studio, I want my fucking studio. Yeah. Now we're at a graveyard.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Let's go back to my studio.
But these are places where you spend a lot of time. I don't want to, I've been in New York Sports Club. When I go to New York Sports Club and I, in the locker room, I feel like a fucking trash bag.
Yeah, it's not great.
And I work harder in order to give myself nice things and enjoy nice things.
Yeah,
right?
I get it. If you pay that money, you're going to make sure you go and use it.
Not only just make sure I go, I'm going to make sure that I'm of a
it's a class system for you. You want
to
be.
Yeah,
like
you're
a
trying to buy
system.
Yourself
yeah,
into it because you didn't have money growing up. So this is you buying your way into an upper class.
It's not buying yourself. What you're doing is I'm saying that my standard of living is right here.
Yeah,
and I'm going to make sure that it's right here. And I'm not going to start nickel and diming myself and not giving myself the things that I really like and feeling good at, but like driving a nice car, or going to a nice gym, or not having a nice home. Because then I'm shortchanging myself and I feel like that's not doing me any favors. So like, yes, I could save a couple $100 a month. Or I could not think about that. And I cannot think of things that way. I can say, I want certain things and I want to achieve certain things. And it's a mental thing. I don't know. Like, yes, I could save money, but that's not what's important. What's important to me is really enjoying my life.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but when I went to the Equinox in Gramercy, which the only thing that was really different was like the towels. It is a lot cleaner.
Heels.
But there, and then the classes they have. That was the thing that I was like, ooh, maybe I'll sign up for that. But nobody looked like they were working out. They didn't have like an area to do like, you know, Metcom workouts. It was just little stations to do like little lap pull downs and bench press. It's like
Greenwich is a very tight, that location's very
tight. The Gramercy
tight.
One?
Yeah, Greenwich Avenue. Gramercy.
23rd and Park.
Oh, I've been to that one with you.
That one's okay.
That's what I'm saying. So
now go to 19th and Broadway. So, that's a better one.
But the one that I went to the New York Sports Club because it's literally the similarities were so, there wasn't much of a difference.
If I lived in Manhattan, I'd be more likely to join an Equinox, but the fact of having to commute in from Queens in order
crazy.
To work out is like
that's
crazy. Too much.
That's a legitimate excuse, right? But if I was selling you, because I did sell Equinox memberships, that was one of my last day jobs. If I was selling you on this, you'd start mentioning the price, and my first reaction would be like, yeah, nobody joins here because it's cheap. If that's what you're looking for, there's a lot of other gyms out there, and that's called a takeaway close. Because then the person gets like, well, I mean, I can afford it. I'm not like, you know. And then that's just an aside. Then they never bring up price again. But that's not why you're joining that. You're not. I don't drive an Audi because I wanted to save money on a car. I drive an Audi because I wanted to drive a nice car, and I wanted to fucking feel like $1 million when I get in my car and when I get out of fucking.
So you're talking to me. This is just like I had a Porsche before, like in January 2020. So I love nice shit too. But it's just I went into that Equinox and I was like. It's just there's nothing special about it, and also the New York Sports Club is one of the like executive one, whatever right. The fuck they call it, and it's just like for the shit that I want to save, you know, $200 a month. I was like, fuck that. Like, I'd rather just invest that into. Yeah.
I know, but they don't have a nice steam room. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but I don't want to steam with other people, dude. That's fucking gay, dude.
But I'm saying, have you seen the? There's
dude,
been
I steam,
like an
I'm so comfortable steaming.
Assaults.
Yeah, dude, I've talked about it so many times on the show. The amount of people that have tried to sexually assault me in steam rooms, it's wild. That's one of the negative sides. Like, you are 100% going to have men coming on to you in an aggressive fashion. It's the first time I ever felt bad about my victims in life because I was like, wow, dude.
Your victims?
Yeah. Being a woman sucks, dude. Because you guys have these leering eyes, like just fucking burning a hole through you. And that's how fucking gay guys at Equinox are. Because 50-50 shot, the guy that's sitting next to you is ready to suck your cock.
You're like perfect for them because you're bigger. You're probably hairless all over your
body.
I've
put in so many complaints at Equinox. Like, I've chased people down. I'm like, stop trying to suck my cock. Stop. What are you doing? And then I chased them. And I was like, no, I'm not. And they're all fucking weird and gay. It's a whole thing, dude.
One day he's going
to
crack and go, All right, fuck it, dude. This is a great steam.
It's all steamy. Can't really see what's going on.
It's I would never. They're all pink on the inside in the steam room.
I would never. I'm not a homosexual. And it is. There's something
about.
You don't
have to be homosexual. You could be bi or pan.
No. There's something about the dirty mouths of an Equinox steam room. Even if I was going to take a man's mouth. It just wouldn't be one of those mouths.
I feel like that's an upper class mouth.
Yeah,
if
dude.
If you're gonna take any mouth, take afford... an Equinox mouth.
They're looking for random loads of cum in their mouth in a steam room.
Yeah, that's... but then they're exfoliating with a nice towel and some Kiehl's. Not bad.
To get your dick sucked in the Equinox, man, be a fucking real ass dude.
No, I would never hook up with a man in a steam room. Sorry, guys, I wouldn't do it.
All right.
I hooked up in steam rooms with women.
That seems terrible. It's so sweaty.
Yeah, I like it. But because I'm a sweaty guy as it is, and I like the excuse.
Yeah.
I bet you fucking just glisten, dude.
Oh, I pour sweat.
Yeah, dude.
Shannon, if we ever make love, like you're going to realize what sweat is. Shannon, do you like sweat? Because my girlfriend lies to me, and she's like, I love how much you sweat. I'm like, there's no way.
You're on top
there's
of
no
she's
way.
Just like,
yeah, you're like,
impossible that you are enjoying
is there a hole in the roof
of sweat coming off my body. I'm leaking into you. Leaking.
And you could still come if you're that sweaty, because your body heat, once your body heat gets to a certain degree, then your dick is not
I have to
feeling.
Disconnect from how bad I feel from okay. her. For her, because I'll start to feel bad for her. I'm like, oh, dude, you don't want this fucking soupy ass sweat monster. Because like, if a girl even sweats a little bit, like if I'm fucking a chick and I feel a little sweat on her lower back, I'll want to puke. That's disgusting. That
weird.
Is disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
Very bizarre.
I love sweaty sex, dude.
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing. As soon as I come, Shannon and Natalie, listen real close here. As soon as I come. I start to sweat. So while I'm having sex, I'm fine. And I'm like, and I'll start to sweat a little bit, the appropriate amount, right? But if I have an orgasm, the second it happens, I just start like coming out of every pore of my body. And it's just leaking everywhere. And then I have to jump off for really quick and I have to grab a towel and pat my body down. I'm like, oh, just getting a little sweaty every time.
God.
It's uncomfortable.
Just you being like, I pulled out, right? I pulled
and then
out,
my
right?
My girl's like, no, I like it. I'm like, ugh, how do you like it? I feel like a swamp monster.
Yeah.
Shannon, would you like that?
No.
I bet you would like sweaty sex, though, Shannon.
Shannon is visibly repulsed.
No. Shannon knows what's up. We talk about it on Friday's show. We get into how I'm going to really romance Shannon in Jamaica.
When is that happening?
January 24th or 28th.
Wow. You guys getting a villa?
3 months. Yeah, two villas.
Whoa.
Everybody's going?
Double villa.
Everyone's going.
Pac?
Pac's going too. Even Pac.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Wow.
You can tell your girlfriend Jeannie Exum?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I like, you know, it's a joke right there, doggy.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. An hour and 9 minutes, dude. Now look, we came in a
with
good 10, 15
spare.
Minutes before Zach. Zach would have tapped that last one in right at the end.
Yeah.
Come on now. Don't tell me. All right, let's talk about this one. Washington State News airs 13 seconds of porn during the weather, resulting in a $325,000 fine. What's the deal with this?
What?
They accidentally aired porn.
Yeah, it's crazy how it lasted for 13 seconds. I have a video. It's censored, though. I wasn't able to find an uncensored video.
Let's see.
Hold on. I'm just waiting for the ad to play.
They have it like you have it. Does it have it when it cuts to the porn?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, it's like on a picture-in-picture shot.
Oh, nice.
Okay, here it is.
Meteorologist Michelle Boss joining us right now.
See, it's on the top left.
I have to ask Michelle, is it going to be sticking around? You know, it can't last forever, but it can last until the start of the weekend. And it looks like that's what we're going to get, some bonus days of nice weather.
Boner days?
That's crazy. Oh, they finally cut away. That's one of those. That's what an ultimate fuck you, I'm quitting move is, just to do that and walk out of the control room.
What was their excuse for it happening?
They don't have one. They said they're investigating.
As a rogue employee.
It's just some fucking kid some intern that was like, this can be hilarious. It's the best. It's the best.
I wish we knew what the clip was.
Yeah, I really wish we did know what the clip was.
It just says that you can see like a woman's butt.
That's a butt. Oh. Is that even porn? Unless it's penetration, I don't consider it porn.
Is there another person in there? It's just the butt?
It doesn't say in detail. This article sucks. Oh, but yeah, but it says article. That the $325,000 is the highest fine ever for a single indecent broadcast.
What about the one that happened during the Super Bowl? Do you remember that?
Tana Jackson?
Tristan Kingsley, which was when I DJed at the strip club. She was the porn star that, I think it was the other guy too, Mark something. Mark, he's like a famous, like older male porn star, but she worked at my strip club. And I remember during the Cardinals, fuck, I don't know if it was the Cardinals Steelers Super, something happened where they showed like a quick second of porn. Can you look that up, Shannon, just so I don't sound like a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Just Tristan Kingsley Super Bowl or NFL?
Maybe yeah, that will... it said her porn fiasco that Comcast offered $10 to anybody who saw $10. It. I'm trying to find out what it was.
Anybody who saw it? Why wouldn't you just say you saw it?
Yeah.
When we are now yeah. in the future.
Yeah. She was hot too, man. She worked at day shifts, which is crazy. And she dated Cello, the manager. And then I think like, you know, kind of squatted in his apartment until he had to kick her out.
Squatted in his apartment, squatted on stage.
Yeah, dude.
Sort of her thing.
She's a big squatter.
What happened with Ted Sarandos of Netflix? He says he's screwed up now. First he got Dave Chappelle's back, and now he's saying that he screwed up by not being as sensitive. Yeah. To his trans employees' needs?
Yeah, he's saying that he should have handled it differently. The internal communication, how he spoke to his employees and then letting them know about it, I guess, beforehand. But he still does stand behind posting Chappelle. It and keeping it up.
Yeah.
They had a walkout Monday.
I think, like, D'Elia's special's still up. Like, and there's a bunch of people who have
They took down all of Louis' stuff, right, when that happened?
I think Louis is still up.
On Netflix?
No, Louis is on HBO, isn't he?
They took all the Louis specials off.
Yeah, no. they did.
Really?
Can you find? I mean, but you can find the D'Elia special still on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, in 2017, Netflix took down Louis C.K. stand up in wake of allegations,
which is crazy. When you consider what Louis did was so fucking mild, it's absolutely crazy. Yeah. And on Netflix, by the way, they have all of those Dan.
Louis C.K.'s is all back up, by the way. They're all back.
Oh, nice.
And
all the Dan Schneider shows are on Netflix.
Yeah, and D'Elia's three are all on here, too.
Oh, I guess they just do it as a reaction in real time.
Yeah, and then they put it back on.
Yeah, dude, they're soulless. They really are just like,
yeah.
Like whatever it is, just to appease the masses while it's a hot topic. And then like, we'll put it back up. We can make some money on this.
Yeah, I mean, if there's, you know, it just seems like... I
just want them to have a backbone. Like, one way or another, I'd have more respect for Netflix if they just took the specials down and kept them down. Or if they left them up. Or just, but why are they sitting on the fence so much? Even the
why?
CEO.
Why? Because they're making
billions of dollars.
The CEO's
going, it's like,
dollars.
Well, I should have been more sensitive, but I'm still standing behind Chappelle. Pick a fucking lane, motherfucker.
Well, I think he's still sticking to his thing of being like, we're not taking it down. Yes, maybe I overreacted in my fucking... Because in the beginning, what was his first thing? He was basically
Trannies
like...
on people!
Yeah, he basically was like, they can fucking take a walk. Like he was pretty like strong in his opinions about and his backlash against his employees. But then he still did keep it up.
Josh, you have a little bit on the bridge of your nose. There we go.
I was trying to keep it there, dude.
Natalie, how do you feel about all this? Being a transsexual...
No. Is that what I am
being
now?
Being a transsexual from Transylvania, what is it that you say about this?
About keeping it up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like from Netflix's perspective, like they should keep it up because people are going to watch it, especially now.
No, but from a transsexual's perspective, give me from... As a person who's non-binary, who's pansexual...
Pen pizza.
LBGYX plus part of that community. How do you feel?
About the special?
Yes.
I haven't seen it. I heard it was not very funny.
Did you watch it?
Wow.
Oh, you liked it? Oh, I heard from a lot of people that it was not funny regardless.
Here we go. This is woke-ass Natalie finally rearing her head.
Is it finally?
I knew it was coming. I knew
I
it
haven't
was
seen
fucking
it.
Coming. Wow.
I haven't seen it.
They warned us. They said, Natalie's going to be the downfall of this fucking network. I walked in the other day and she was complaining about Paco's dick. I don't know what happened. I walked in and she was like, why is your dick always at Paco? And I was like, oh, here we go.
I think Natalie is like an investigative journalist that's working undercover here. And by the time she goes to Jamaica, she's going to have all the evidence
she's
needs.
Not coming back from Jamaica.
She's working for Seth.
She's going to turn into Natalie Holloway.
Yeah.
I don't think Ian liked it either. Or Ian had like a lot of tweets about it.
Oh, what is he being a little fucking?
He had a lot of tweets about it.
Here we go, fucking Ian.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
And what did you think?
I thought it was a Dave Chappelle comedy special of the last few years.
I don't think. I think Sticks and Stones was way better.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it because I'm not a loser and I don't watch stand-up comedy. Shannon, edit that out so the losers that come and see me on the road don't realize what I really think of them.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. There were some parts that really made me laugh. I didn't think it was like brutally bad. I also feel like a lot of people who watched it, who got upset about it, didn't watch it. They just kind of read the quotes about it, where it was like, I agree with J.K. Rowling. And they're like, what? And then they shut it off. And then like the next sentence, he's like, but I totally understand. Like, people a lot of times hear what they want to hear.
I love the fact that fucking J.K. Rowling, she just won't let up on it.
Yet.
Yeah.
She won't let up. She's like, nope. Sorry, you're a man. It's like, all right, J.K. You don't have to comment on this, right? I just don't give a shit that much. Like, you know, at this is how you know woke culture is winning. Because, like, I was like, yeah, all right, fine. We all think trans people are a little fucking wonky in the head. But I guess we don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, it's just at such a weird time to me that people are get so outraged about what comedians say. Like, it'd be one thing if the president was saying what Chappelle's saying, but you're like, of all the, who gives a fuck what we say?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
It's just, everyone just wants to have an opinion. Everyone can't just.
Can I say this?
People can't just have the opinion. Even now, you right now, you just need to have an opinion.
No, say, yeah. Here's
just
my
jumping in the middle here's of my sentence. He's like, I got another opinion. Another opinion.
Yours wasn't going anywhere. But I'm. What I'm sick of is every comedian having an opinion on every comedian's stand-up special.
Yeah.
It feels like every comic watches a new stand-up special in the first 14 hours it comes out, and then has to tweet about it. And you're like, What are we doing with like publicly grading comedy?
I don't.
It's so weird to me.
Yeah. My problem: the false conviction that exists in the world, right? Like, I don't really give a shit about anything. Like, I care about my things, like that genuinely affecting me. Like, real. Like, I don't give a shit about coronavirus, tranny issues, Black Lives Matter, the Proud Boys. Fucking. It means absolutely nothing. Global warming, Australia wildfires. This stuff doesn't even, like, in terms of my emotional fucking scale, nothing. But we talk about all this shit because everyone's got to have an opinion on something. Everyone feels that they have to pick a side definitively. And they also want to pick that side definitively and fucking hold the line. There's this real proud thing that we have where we're like, I'm not going to learn anything from a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm never changing my opinion at all. And it's like, I don't know, dude. I don't really know much about any of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really knows much about any of it. Nobody does the research. Nobody's spending time reading books on it or actually having intellectual conversations. They see something, they formulate an opinion right away, and then they hold the line and they will fight to the fucking death. And that right there,
that's
the problem in society.
That's literally
where we're there's no movement, there's no free thought. We're not actually compromising society. We're not moving towards any progress. We're talking about when they talk about like progressiveness, like progress is like having conversations and learning from each other and admitting we're wrong regularly, and through being wrong, you start to figure things out. That's it. That's how you learn shit, is being wrong over and over and over and over again, making mistakes over and over and over again, and nobody's willing to admit that they're wrong.
But can't people also just be, like, indifferent and not, like, Hannah Gatsby thing? Like, I never saw Nanette. I watched the trailer for it and went, oh, this isn't for me. But I'm not, like, fuck anybody who thinks Nanette is great or funny. It's like, I don't care.
I tried to watch it halfway.
I don't care.
I tried to watch it halfway through. I realized I was watching the It's Pat movie. I shit you not. I was like, this is not Nanette.
But it's like one of those, if there are people out there who find that funny and think that that's great, fucking good for you. You're probably not a fan of me, and that's fine. And it's like, but it doesn't have to be this, like, if you like this, you don't like Feeny, this.
I think it's
if somebody likes a fucking dumpy lesbian, there's a chance they're a fan of you as well.
Yeah,
let's
get
real.
They'd have to be into a fit lesbian, but but it's just as a weird, you just go like, it's so weird for every comedian to be like, this is not stand-up, or the other people being like, this is what only stand-up should be. It's like, fucking, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yes. I agree. All right, look, let's wrap this one. This has been fun. It's been a great show. Love having you guys on. The great Mike Feeney, the great Josh Adam Myers. Please go support these motherfuckers. Christian Thompson from Arlington, Texas. You're coming to Skankfest.
Woo!
Make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com and use that promo code RAP because we are giving away a pair of all-access passes every single week up until Skankfest. Also, if you guys want to watch the Skankfest live streams, remember momenthouse.com/Skankfest. You can buy them a la carte or you can buy the entire weekend. Do it in advance. Do not wait until the 5th to do it because it's going to go up by a couple dollars per stream if you wait until the 5th to do that. So once again, guys, thank you very much for joining the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with another great show. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.